So Sony's conference, whatever you want to call it, is tonight, and the speculations and everybody talking about it and the buzz is off the chain today on the social medias. But the thing that I keep thinking of is, we expect a lot from what Sony. We're expecting them to actually come to the table with something fucking spectacular. Like, even if, at this point, because of the speculation, even if it wasn't really going to be a PlayStation 4 announcement, it kind of has to be now. To be honest, there's absolutely nothing that Sony is going to be able to sell me. Period. If whenever I buy a new console, it won't be the PlayStation first, no matter what. If I'm buying a 360 first, or if I'm buying a Steam box, it won't, whatever I buy for the next generation of gaming will not be a PlayStation. I will probably eventually get one, but that won't be it out the gate. And I'm just thinking, like, will the speculation and the hype ever be lived up to? Because to me, Sony has never lived up to the hype of any of its products. The only exception is the PlayStation 2. Especially with the PlayStation 3, they don't seem to be able to do anything of what we actually want from the console or whatever like that. The PlayStation 3, even though it has sold pretty well, it's selling terribly now, and they're losing a lot of money, but the PlayStation 3 was designed and handled horribly. A good sign, though, is they got a new marketing company behind them. And they got rid of the old one. That shows that they actually are trying to give a shit about marketing their console and hopefully their games. Because there's a lot of PlayStation games that don't really get the burn that it should. Like the Resistance series. Because of lack of marketing, that game just kind of failed. And to be honest, the Resistance series isn't like super great, but I honestly thought that if it was on the other console, it would have been much, much better. And also Little Big Planet, but that's a discussion for another day. What am I looking forward to? To be honest, I just want to know features of the new console. Of course, I want to know about a new console, but I want to know features. What's going to set this apart? They're at a disadvantage by going first. No matter how you look at it, you're at a disadvantage going first. Normally, it's Microsoft that goes first. Last time it was Microsoft that went first. I think they're at a disadvantage because now Microsoft can change their plans and come with some hotness. I also think that finding out about the DRM stuff, shout out to the Wound God, find out about the DRM stuff is going to be a big deal, because if they go in on DRM, Microsoft can back off and then they're fucked. So that's another thing. I really want to, the thing that I'm more interested in wanting to know more about is the evolution of PSN Plus. I'm a PSN Plus subscriber, and to be honest, I'm not entirely satisfied with my purchase. Just the lack of anything quality, and how the quality seems to be given to the people in the UK and not us, really doesn't bode well for your boy. But I'm going to be watching just like everybody else at 6, and we're probably going to do a hangout. I don't know if it's going to be live, but just check back, and we're going to talk about it while the show is going on and after. It's your boy, Scarfinger, and I really hope Sony comes with something really strong, but I'm not hopeful. Not at all.